Chapter 3. The Ghost Warrior.
Tell me about the old Chumash Cemetery and Mr. Richardson,
said Nick, as they walked to the barbecue at Blue River Park.
Oh, you won't believe it, Nick,
said Bill.
People at Coyote Canyon say that on nights when there's a full moon, they see an American Indian warrior. He has a black horse and gallops through the canyon. They think he's a ghost and they're scared.
The ghost of an American Indian warrior?
Asked Nick, surprised.
Yeah,
said Michelle.
And some people want to sell their new homes.
I'm sure Mr. Richardson isn't very happy about that,
said Nick.
No,
said Bill.
But he continues building there.
He and his wife live at Coyote Canyon,
said Michelle.
Have they ever seen the ghost of the warrior?
Asked Nick, laughing.
No one knows,
said Michelle.
But I'm sure Luke Langley's happy that Wild Wolf spoke at the parade this morning. He's the other builder in town, and he isn't selling any of his new homes. People prefer to buy in Coyote Canyon because there's a beautiful view of the Ventura Mountains. Hi, guys,
said a tall, pretty girl with black hair, dark eyes, and glasses.
Hi, Pam,
said Michelle.
Pam Rivers, this is Nick Chan, our best friend from Montego Bay.
Happy to meet you, Nick,
said Pam, smiling.
Me too,
said Nick.
Bill and Michelle said you're an American Indian.
Yes, I am,
said Pam.
My grandfather, grandmother, and uncle live on the reservation, but I don't. My Uncle George has a riding stable with a lot of horses. People go there to ride, and he gives horseback riding lessons, too. It's the only business on the reservation, and a lot of Chumash work there.
A riding stable?
Said Nick.
I love horses.
I'm glad you do,
said Pam.
You can come and visit one day.
Thanks, I will,
said Nick.
Did you hear Wild Wolf speak at the parade?
Asked Bill.
Yes, I did,
said Pam sadly.
The older Chumash are very upset about the homes at Coyote Canyon. They believe the earthquakes are a sign from the Great Spirit. They're afraid there will be stronger earthquakes and other disasters. Our ancestors are buried at Coyote Canyon.
The Chumash are right,
said Michelle.
There's a lot of land behind the canyon. Mr. Richardson can go and build there.
Wild Wolf is chief of the reservation,
said Pam.
And 2 years ago, he and my Uncle George went to talk to the mayor about this problem. At that time, Mr. Richardson wanted to buy the land at Coyote Canyon.
What did the mayor say?
Asked Nick.
He listened, but he didn't do anything,
said Pam.
The people on the reservation protested in front of the town hall several times. The mayor and Mr. Richardson are good friends.
Gee, I'm sorry about that,
said Nick.
I can understand your people. My parents come from China, and traditions are important to them.
I'm glad you understand, Nick.
She smiled at her new friend.
Now let's go and get something to eat. Everything smells good at this barbecue.
Yeah,
said Bill.
Look at those steaks.
The four friends enjoyed the food and talked to other people they knew. The rodeo started late in the afternoon, and it was an exciting show. Cowboys from all over California rode bucking broncos and bulls.
How can the cowboys stay on those bucking broncos?
Asked Nick.
It takes years of practice,
said Pam. That evening, everyone went to Blue River Park to listen to live music, dance, and watch the beautiful fireworks. Jacob Richardson did not go to the celebration at Blue River Park because he was angry. He stayed at home with his wife, and they had dinner in their big garden. It was a warm, silent night, and they talked together until about 11 o'clock.
Those Chumash are going to make a lot of trouble for me, Meg,
he said nervously.
What are you going to do?
Asked Meg Richardson.
I'm going to talk to Rodriguez on Monday,
he said.
I have to stop them.
Oh, Jacob,
said Meg.
Please, listen to my advice. Stop building there. The Chumash are very angry. Try and understand them. There's a lot of good land behind the canyon.
Coyote Canyon is the best place, Meg, and I'm not stopping,
said Jacob Richardson.
What's that noise?
Asked Meg, turning around to look at the tall trees at the back of the garden.
It sounds like a horse,
said Jacob, getting up and looking at the trees. In the distance, he saw a rider on a black horse holding a spear. He had long black hair, and his face and body had war paint. His horse had war paint, too. Meg Richardson screamed,
"The Ghost Warrior!"
The warrior galloped towards Jacob Richardson, lifted his long spear, and threw it at him. The spear hit him in the heart, and he fell to the ground. The warrior galloped away into the night.
"Jacob! Jacob!"
cried his wife, running to her husband, who was already dead. She was terrified, and for a moment she couldn't move. She stared at the long spear in her husband's heart.
"Jacob, say something to me!"
she cried. She took her cell phone and immediately called an ambulance.